Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Two Queens fires to report, this morning in Woodside, Queens, and last night in Queens Village. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Carol Dioria.
There were a lot of people living in the small, semi-attached house that caught fire on 37th Road in Woodside. Investigators were looking at the possibility that the house was illegally subdivided. Deputy Assistant Fire Chief Michael Wood said it was a difficult blaze to fight.
We had units on scene within 3 minutes. The fire was confined to the first floor. We effected 4 rescues.
And in Queens Village, a row of houses on Francis Lewis Boulevard was gutted by fire. That went to 5 alarms. Anthony Gagliardi lives there and wasn't surprised.
The condition of the way these properties were kept prior, it's understandable that there was a fire. Motorcycles, probably e-bikes.
14 people suffered relatively minor injuries in that fire. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Queens.
The hunt is on for 2 men accused of stabbing 5 others in Queens. Police say this happened just before midnight in Corona. Police insist this was not gang-related. They say it was the result of a bar fight getting out of hand. All the injuries are said to be minor. 2 suspects ran off. No arrests have been made. And police say if you have any information about the case, you can call Crime Stoppers, 1-800-577-TIPS. New reaction to the rally planned less than 2 hours from now in Canarsie, Brooklyn, calling for expanded ferry service there. City Hall says that right now they are focusing on the current routes and won't be adding any more. But people in Canarsie say they expected more from Mayor Adams, who, while he was borough president, seemed to support the idea. Here's rally organizer Jabril Jallo.
We felt like it was a slap in our face with the mayor unveils his plan with major investments along the waterfront. But you have this community that's been yearning and calling out for years now, coming up on a decade, you know, 2 more years, it'll be a decade of us fighting for transit equity. And we're just not seeing a response.
Ferry service to Canarsie existed in the early 1900s, connecting Canarsie and the Rockaways back then. And people in Canarsie are wondering why it's taking so long to bring it back. The city is in its record 23rd day under its heat emergency plan. This is New York City Emergency Management Commissioner Zach Iskel.
Take advantage of cool places. Reach out to friends who might be older adults or who represent vulnerable populations. Make sure that they're doing okay. Help make sure that they get to a cool place. Take advantage of all of the cool options that the city offers.
The plan is activated through tomorrow when temperatures should go beyond 90 once again. Police are investigating a stabbing in Hell's Kitchen. This happened around 12:30 yesterday afternoon on West 51st Street. Authorities say the victim suffered multiple stab wounds and is in stable condition. The Post reports that the victim's friend had catcalled someone, and the victim then was trying to stick up for the friend and got stabbed. Suspect then fled eastbound on 51st Street.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.